Jerry Burcham is a logger. He's visiting one of his harvest sites on land owned by St. Louis County in northeastern Minnesota. The highest quality wood will be turned into wooden dowels. Other logs will go to a lumber mill. The poorest quality will be turned into paper. Burcham tries to get the highest possible value from each tree. He says in the last 10 years, the price of trees has tripled.
We have to pay more for timber, and the mills want to pay less, and we're caught in the middle of trying to survive in this business climate.
Burcham likes buying timber from the county, like at this logging site. He hardly ever cuts trees from the National Forest anymore. He'd like to, but the Forest Service doesn't make much of its land available for logging. The agency says it doesn't have enough staff to do the environmental studies required before trees can be cut on federal land. Jerry Burcham says loggers need the Forest Service to change that.
You know, there needs to be processes set in place so, you know, it doesn't take so long to set up these timber sales. I mean, they've got to go through so many analysis and so many appeals processes.
Burcham says it should be harder for environmental groups to get in the way of timber sales. But not everybody agrees with Burcham. Clyde Hansen lives in Grand Marais on the edge of Lake Superior. He's an active member of the Sierra Club. He says it's true loggers are taking less timber off federal lands in recent years, but he says the Forest Service still isn't protecting the truly special places that deserve to be saved. He says a place like Hog Creek should be designated a wilderness area where no trees can be cut.
Very unique mixture. We must be right at the transition between two types of forest.
Red pine thrive here, along with jack pine and tamarack. It's rough and swampy country, far from roads. So far, loggers have left these trees alone. But with the value of trees skyrocketing, Hansen says the place will be logged eventually. Forest Service planners made note of the fact that the Hog Creek area is relatively untouched by humans. They could have protected it, but they decided not to.
And we think that's a mistake because this is our last chance to protect wilderness and to provide more wilderness for future generations. If we don't do it now, eventually there'll be enough roads or enough logging going on in these places that by the next forest plan it'll be too late.
But the Forest Service says it is moving to create more diversity in the woods. It wants a forest more like what nature would produce if left to her own devices. The agency says it will reduce the amount of aspen in the forest. Aspen has been encouraged because it grows fast. When it's cut, it grows back quickly, so loggers and paper companies can make more money. The trouble is, an aspen forest only offers habitat for some kinds of animals, such as deer and grouse. Other animals, especially songbirds, need older trees to live in. So the Forest Service wants to create more variety in the woods, with more old trees than there are now. But how to get the forest from here to there is the problem. Dwayne Lula is one of the Forest Service planners. He says fires and windstorms are nature's way of producing diverse forests. They sweep the woods periodically, killing big stands of older trees and preparing the soil for pines and other conifers. Jack pines, for instance, used to be more common in the North Woods. Lula says the only practical way for man to mimic nature is by cutting trees down.
We can't have those fires anymore just because people live here. There are private homes here. There's no way that we could replicate those fires. Timber management is one way of regenerating those jack pine stands in lieu of having major fires.
But Lula says the main purpose of timber cutting in the new plan is to move the forest toward the diversity the agency wants, not to produce wood. And he says that shows the Forest Service is looking at the woods in a new way.
The previous plan tended to be very focused on, you know, how many acres you were going to clear cut, how much timber you were going to produce, how much wildlife habitat you were going to produce. And this one is trying to say, if we have this kind of desired condition on the ground that we're shooting for, then these other things will come from that.
As it does in the planning process in other national forests around the Great Lakes, the Forest Service will adjust the plan after hearing from the public. Loggers, environmentalists, and everyone else will have a chance to have their say. A final version will be submitted to the regional forester in Milwaukee early next year. It could then face a challenge in court. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.